listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the rebellion of Korah. I'm going to read to you from Jude chapter 1. There only is one chapter in the book of Jude. Jude chapter 1, verse 11, where it's going to talk about three people, and we're just going to talk about the third of the three people, Korah. Jude chapter 1, verse 11, which reads, "Woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, have run greedily in the error of Balaam for profit, and perished in the rebellion of Korah." Jude used these three men as three bad examples, Cain, Balaam, and Korah. He used these men in a way that suggests that we should know exactly what he was writing about. But many Christians don't know a thing about Cain, Balaam, or Korah. And Jude said, the way of Cain, the error of Balaam, and the rebellion of Korah. So let's talk about that today, the rebellion of Korah. Korah's story is found in Numbers chapter 16. He was a prominent man in Israel who one day came to Moses saying, "You take too much upon yourself, for all the congregation is holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Why then do you exalt yourself above the congregation of the Lord?" Again, that's Numbers chapter 16, verse 3. Korah and his followers resented the authority God gave to Moses and Aaron. Korah didn't like the authority Moses had and thought that he could do a lot better. Now, Korah was from the privileged tribe of Levi, but he was not of the priestly family of Aaron. As a Levite, he had his own God-appointed sphere of ministry, yet he wasn't content with this sphere. Korah wanted to have the ministry and the authority of Moses. Korah needed to understand that if God wanted it so, he could strike down Moses in a moment. God certainly didn't need Korah's help to do it. Korah needed to learn this essential lesson. We should work hard to fulfill everything God has called us to be, but at the same time, we should never try to be what God has not called us to be. Korah didn't know the joy of contentment with the place that God gives us. So the problem in Korah began with his own dissatisfaction with God's gift to him. But the rebellion of Korah was also a rejection of God's appointed leaders, especially God's appointed mediator. Jude was concerned about certain men who crept in among the Christians of his day and who were a dangerous influence. When these certain men rejected authority and spoke evil against dignitaries, then they walked in the rebellion of Korah. Now, back in Numbers 16, when Korah came and confronted Moses, the leader of Israel, he fell on his face before God, knowing that God's judgment would soon come. Moses then proposed a test. Each side, him on one side, Korah on the other side, would take censers, that's little metal, almost pots for burning incense, and they would both come before the Lord. The Lord himself would choose which man he wanted to represent him, either Moses or Korah. As the book of Numbers tells it, when they both came before God, the Lord told Moses to step away. Then the ground opened, swallowing up Korah and all of his so-called priests. After that, fire came down from heaven and burned up what remained of his supporters. They all perished. Now, friends, there is a broad point that the Holy Spirit and Jude makes using these three examples of Cain, Balaam, and Korah. Each one of them came to ruin. Not one of them prospered or were blessed. Cain was cursed, Balaam had his own ignoble end, and Korah perished. And in the same way today, everyone who opposes God's work will not prosper. Sometimes it's hard to tell just who is opposing God's work. Now, I'm sure Korah fancied himself to be quite the reformer. But at the end of it all, the Church of God is like an anvil that has worn out many hammers. Opponents strike their hardest blows, but the anvil absorbs it all. Those three men of Jude chapter 1, verse 11, come from quite different backgrounds. Cain was a farmer, Balaam was a prophet, and Korah was a leader in Israel. Apostasy is never confined to just one group of people or profile. One commentator put it like this. He said, "There are apostates in the pulpit, in the palace, and in the poorhouse." It's most important to make sure that there isn't an apostate in the mirror, that we remain faithful to the Lord and stay far away from the way of Cain, the error of Balaam, and the rebellion of Korah. Friends, submit yourself to the Lord and obey His word unto you. And you can ask Him to give you the strength to do that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.